You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. If you've ever had a urinary tract infection, somebody has probably told you to drink cranberry juice. The idea that cranberries have some sort of infection-fighting power has been around a long time. Now, though, there's research to support it. Scientists at McGill University have found that cranberry extracts make E. coli and the bacteria responsible for UTIs and pneumonia more susceptible to antibiotics. Perhaps even more importantly, the cranberry extracts appear to prevent those bacteria from developing resistance to antibiotics. And that means that cranberries could be an important weapon in the fight against the rise of antibiotic-resistant infections. Natalie Tufenkji is a professor and Canada Research Chair of Chemical Engineering at McGill University and senior author on the new study published this past week in the journal Advanced Science. Natalie, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Natalie, what got you started on this research? Was it really just this old wives' tale that cranberries can fight UTIs, or was there some other evidence that there might be something in cranberries that could boost the effectiveness of antibiotics?
I've actually been interested in cranberry extracts for quite a few years. We've been working on cranberry since 2008, when we started becoming interested in how cranberry extracts can prevent bacteria from sticking to surfaces, such as, for example, the urinary catheter.
Hmm.
If we could prevent bacteria from sticking to the urinary catheter, then that could potentially prevent people from developing infections when they are given a urinary catheter during a hospital stay, for example. So we started working on bacterial adhesion, in other words, looking at whether these cranberry extracts could prevent bacteria from sticking to a material such as the one you would use to make a urinary catheter. And then over the years, our work evolved. We started to become interested in how these cranberry molecules could affect bacteria in different ways.
And you tested how cranberry extracts interact with, you know, antibiotic effectiveness on three different bacteria. But how did you actually test that? Did you hit the bacteria with the cranberry first, or kind of hit them with the antibiotics and the cranberry extracts at the same time?
Exactly. We do this all in the laboratory. And the bacteria are hit with antibiotics and the cranberry extract at the same time, but with different doses. So we look at how the effects of the different doses, and we try to find the lowest dose that we need to have a potent effect.
And you found that the cranberry extracts boosted the effectiveness of the antibiotics, effectively made the dose that you needed lower. And they did that in two different ways. What are the two mechanisms that cranberries are affecting these bacterial cells?
So the first thing that they're doing is they're actually, think about the bacteria has a skin around it. It's called the cell wall, just like we have a skin. And the skin prevents the antibiotics from getting into the bacteria. So this is one of the reasons we need to use such a high dose of antibiotics. And what we discovered is that these cranberry molecules make this skin more permeable. So kind of allow more of these antibiotics to get into the bacteria. So that makes sense in terms of why we need to use less antibiotic, just more of the antibiotic is actually getting into the cell. The second thing that these cranberry molecules are doing is that they're actually trapping the antibiotic inside the bacteria. And the way they do this is the bacteria actually have pumps in their skin, if you will, in their wall. They have these little pumps. And the job of these pumps is to pump out antibiotic that gets in. It's actually a self-defense mechanism of the bacteria. And what we discovered is that these cranberry molecules actually block those pumps. So by blocking the pumps, they can't pump out the antibiotic anymore, and now the antibiotic is trapped inside the bacteria.
Hmm.
And because it's trapped inside, the concentration of antibiotic is high enough that we don't need to give as high a dose.
Well, Natalie Tufenkji, this work was done with cranberry extracts. Do you actually know what compound or molecule in the cranberry has this effect on the bacterial cells?
So we were working with a very specific fraction of molecules called proanthocyanidins. So we know it's the proanthocyanidin that's having this effect. Which exact specific proanthocyanidin, we would have to do more work to identify that. There could also be other molecules in cranberry that could have other synergistic effects, and that could be another interesting avenue to research.
And why did you focus in on those particular molecules?
So we focused in on those molecules because they've been shown in other studies to have interesting effects on bacteria. And we've been working with these molecules for over a decade.
I'm assuming that this is present in cranberry juice. I mean, would somebody drinking cranberry juice when they're on antibiotics make that antibiotic more effective based on what you've learned from this research?
So these molecules would be present in juice, in the pure juice. You'd find it in a higher concentration, of course, versus a cocktail. The tests we did were really done with a purified extract. And so we know what dose of this purified extract we need to get the certain effect that we observed. I wouldn't know what dose of juice you would need to get a similar effect with antibiotics. More likely, you would actually need to take some kind of concentrated extract. And we're not at the point yet to actually recommend this as a medical treatment. We've done some infections in insects that show that it's very, very promising. This treatment of antibiotic with the cranberry extract works very well in insects. And the next step is, of course, to validate this in a bigger animal model before moving on to recommending it as a human treatment.
I want to go back to the old wives' tale that you should drink cranberry juice when you have a urinary tract infection, or that they might prevent them. I mean, this research shows that cranberries can boost the effectiveness of antibiotics, but not necessarily that cranberries alone fight infections, right?
So what's interesting is there's quite a bit of research showing that these particular molecules found in cranberry actually prevent bacteria, for example, from sticking to the cells that line your bladder. And that could be a very strong indication for these molecules to prevent infections such as urinary tract infection. If the bacteria can't stick inside the bladder, then they're just being flushed out. In our own work, we've also shown that these cranberry molecules impact another system that bacteria use to infect. It's called a quorum sensing. And this quorum sensing work we did with our collaborator, Eric Desiel at INRS. And basically what quorum sensing is, it's the bacteria's ability to communicate. Humans communicate using words, but bacteria communicate using chemicals. And what we found is that these cranberry molecules knock out the bacteria's ability to communicate using these chemical signals. And the reason I'm talking about this and bringing up this communication system is that it's very critical for bacteria when they set up an infection. So by interfering with their ability to communicate, we're essentially interfering with their ability to onset an infection. So I do think that based on at least the experimental work that we've done and many other groups have done, there is some evidence to point that the cranberry extracts can potentially prevent or reduce the risk of an infection.
Natalie Tufenkji, prior to this current research on cranberries, you actually were looking at maple syrup. Maple syrup also fights infections?
So prior to our work, this work that we're just reported on cranberries, yes, we did some work on maple extracts where we were looking at a specific type of molecule in maple syrup. And also in the maple extracts, we discovered that the molecules also boost antibiotics. They're different molecules, and it's a cocktail of molecules, so there's many of them. And we're still continuing some work on maple extracts as well.
Hmm.
But I guess what's important to point out is these molecules that we study, the way we work with them, the molecules themselves, the ones from cranberry or the ones from maple, they're not actually killing the bacteria. And that's a really interesting part of the research, is that they're not actually killing the bacteria, so they don't necessarily make the bacteria develop resistance. They're actually just somehow making these bacteria more susceptible to antibiotics.
And that was an important part of this new cranberry research, that you found that the bacteria exposed to the cranberry extracts and the antibiotics did not develop resistance. And at this point, I mean, organizations like the Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, say that antibiotic resistance is one of the biggest health challenges facing us today. How much of an impact do you think something like, you know, these compounds from cranberries or from maple syrup could have on that situation?
Exactly. We were very, very excited when we saw that when we combined these cranberry molecules with antibiotics, the bacteria didn't develop resistance to the antibiotic. It actually shut down the bacteria's ability to develop that resistance. That was extremely exciting, as we know that antibiotic resistance is really considered a global crisis, and more people are expected to die from antibiotic resistance than cancer in 2050, based on a recent report. So, you know, we were very, very excited, and we think this holds great promise in terms of slowing the spread of antibiotic resistance.
I mean, cranberries and maple syrup, other than being common ingredients in Thanksgiving dinners, don't have a lot in common. Could there be a whole plethora of other foods out there that have antibiotic boosting compounds in them that we don't yet know about? And how would we go about finding them?
I think that's an interesting question. And it's quite likely that there are other compounds and other natural foods that have these antibiotic potentiating activities. It's going to take more research. We need to study these foods. We need to study the molecules. We need to identify which molecules are most potent, and also, but are still safe for human consumption at the doses that we'll need to provide them for this kind of treatments.
Well, speaking of more research, where do you go next with this research, either on the cranberries or the maple syrup? Is there further development work that you'll be doing to try to get this into a more medical setting?
So, as I mentioned, we did some work with insects. We studied infections in insects, and that work was done with our collaborator, Professor Eric Desiel at the INRS in Montreal. And moving forward, we've talked quite a bit about this, and we'd like to, study these effects in animals, maybe a mouse model, to make sure that it does work in an animal model. And, of course, we'd like to have a better idea of which exact molecules are the most potent in the cranberry. So those are our next short-term goals.
Natalie Tufengchi is a professor of chemical engineering at McGill University and senior author on a new study showing that cranberry extracts can boost the effectiveness of antibiotics. Natalie, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.